Well, as we mentioned in the introduction, we are going to connect with James Michel. He represents Access Health CT, Connecticut's health insurance marketplace. There's a lot going on and a lot of new news to tell you. If you have any confusion or concerns around renewing or obtaining health insurance, we just want to quickly bring you another important message about health. Here we are, February. Next weekend is Valentine's Day. So we want to help you take care of your heart. And so does the Healthy You lecture series at the Community Health Resource Center at Griffin Hospital in Derby. They're going to provide an in-depth discussion of how the heart works and ways to care for it with Heart Health and Healthy Moving on Wednesday, February 18th at 6 p.m. Led by Griffin Health physicians and health experts in cardiology and cardiac rehabilitation, this free program is going to feature trusted medical insight into heart health, including common heart conditions, treatment options, what individuals can do to help keep their heart strong, and Griffin Health Resources will be available to assist you in caring for your heart or a heart of someone you love. To reserve your spot or for more information, just go to griffinhealth.org/healthyyou. All right, James Michel, welcome to the program and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, nobody's getting new news when it comes to the subject of crazy times in the health insurance world. No matter whether you are representing a marketplace like Access Health CT or you're just kind of out there in the current new wild west of marketplaces, wherever someone may be, let's explain to folks who are listening who may not be familiar exactly what Access Health CT is and what does it mean that it's a marketplace.
Sure. Well, Access Health Connecticut, CT, is Connecticut's official health insurance marketplace. We were created back after the Affordable Care Act was passed in 2010. It's a place where Connecticut residents can enroll in a qualified health plan through our website or through our call center, or again, they could do it on their own. It is also the place, if you are eligible for Husky Health, which is the state's Medicaid program, you could also apply to Access Health CT for Husky Medicaid and Children Health Insurance Program, which is a program that the feds created to cover kids under 19. Mm-hmm. And residents can enroll in the Cover Connected program as well. And that's a program the state of Connecticut created about 2 years ago to make health insurance more affordable for those who qualify.
So Access Health CT.
And by the way,
go ahead.
Very quickly, we also have a dental plan available from three different carriers on the exchange as well.
Okay, so Access Health CT is not an insurance company. It's not a health insurance provider.
No, we're not. We are a marketplace where we have several insurance companies that offer their health insurance plans on our marketplace. However, we were created by the Affordable Care Act, so we are available to get you financial help to help you pay for your health insurance. But you have to buy through us if you qualify. The federal government will pay most of the monthly premiums for you and your family if you qualify.
And
the financial assistance.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go.
The financial assistance that the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, is available through Access Health CT.
So for folks who have been, seeing on social networks or hearing over the lunch counter at work or whatever that subsidies are in question or may disappear, the state of Connecticut has stepped up. I mean, I was in the room with Governor Lamont in the past 10 days, and he was touting the state's strong desire to help offset any changes that may happen at the federal level. Can you talk about that at all?
Sure. Again, there's been a lot written about or spoke about over the last year with respect to what they're calling the end or the expiring subsidies. And I want to be clear, not every subsidy expired. During COVID, President Biden and Congress authorized more subsidy to be available for those who qualified. Some folks previously did not qualify for any subsidy at all, but with the passing of that legislation, more people became qualified for subsidy, and also those who previously received subsidy got more subsidy available to them, so that health insurance could be affordable during COVID. That bill that created what they call enhanced subsidies expired December 31st, 2025. So when dollars went away, insurance became more expensive for some folks because some of them did not qualify for any subsidy at all with the expiration of that bill. So Governor Lamont created subsidies for those who did not who lost subsidy from federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a population. And anyone above 400% of the federal poverty level, up to 500 of the poverty level, lost all subsidy. And Governor Lamont is going to cover half of what they would have received
mm-hmm.
if the subsidies were still in place.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a smaller population between 100 to 200% of the federal poverty level that lost all subsidy as well. The governor is covering all of their premium of everything that they lost, and that kicks in effective immediately.
Oh, great! So the bottom line is, though, James, that the only way, one of the best ways, perhaps, that people can find out exactly what they can afford, exactly what they may be entitled to in terms of assistance to pay for it. And they may be surprised to find out the depth and range of services that they can qualify for within a plan is to call or reach out to Access Health CT, right?
Absolutely. Go to accesshealthct.com, accesshealthct.com, and go through the application process. And that's the best way to find out what to qualify for, and also is health insurance affordable for you. You would not know that until you go to our website or call our call center. And most people, 90% of the folks who apply to us qualify for some type of subsidy.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, some of our customers are paying $5, $10 a month. Again, it depends on several criteria, but the key criteria, number one, is how much money you make during the year, and also the size of your family.
Okay.
Those are two critical criteria that determine how much subsidy you are eligible for. Again, the subsidy is financial help that the federal government will give you on a monthly basis to cover the monthly premiums that you would that you would normally have to pay out of your pocket to the insurance companies to make sure that you have health insurance for you and your family.
Okay. And while the enrollment can be challenging, the Access Health CT team is there to help in any way they can to get any potential client or renewing health plan recipient all the information that they need to make the best decisions about their next move. So before we run out of time, James, I have to say, here we are, Super Bowl Sunday, as this program is playing, and typically the enrollment period for folks is long past. In fact, new policies may be going into effect, retroactively as of February 1st. But in fact, as this program plays, we are still in a special enrollment period?
Correct. Connecticut residents couldn't enroll and change their plans once a year what we call open enrollment, which starts on December 1st. I'm sorry, November 1st, and runs through January 15th. Mm-hmm. Well, once the open enrollment period closes, you could qualify for special enrollment if you meet certain criteria. Again, if you're new to the state of Connecticut, or if you've aged out of your parents' plan at work, or if you maybe you've lost your job mm-hmm. because you've lost the coverage to your job. And so, again, if you qualify, if you recently married, or if you're separated from your spouse, divorced, or if you have a child, or if you adopt a child, or if you have a foster child living with you. Mm-hmm. So all those are what we call qualifying event, where you could enroll anytime during the year if you have one of those qualifying events, so you go and get insurance for you and your family. But if you don't have any qualifying event, then unfortunately you will have to remain uninsured until the next open enrollment where you can come in and enroll.
Okay, very good. So all questions can be answered regarding qualifications, availability of services, including dental, and any information folks need about rates or subsidies, it's all at Access Health CT's website, accesshealthct.com. You can click on there and engage a live chat with folks who are very helpful, like our guest this morning, James Michelle, representing Access Health CT, Connecticut's official health insurance marketplace. James, I thank you for your time this morning and for bringing us up to date on things that are happening within this very important sector of people's lives. So thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you this morning.